Toyota Way Lel Shishi Ola Test Zion Shvat Thursday, 16th of January, brushing teeth on Shabbos.
Okay, Shalom Avrocha Rabbeisai. The topic this evening, brushing teeth on Shabbos, is obviously not one of these halachas, hopefully for most of us, that just arises once in a blue moon. This is obviously one of these halachas nageh every Shabbos, not like the bocha who comes home from a long zman and squeezes out the whole toothpaste tube so his mother should think that he's brushed his teeth the whole way through. This is something which is, of course, very pertinent for most people, at least twice over the course of Shabbos. So there are numerous issues over here regarding brushing teeth on Shabbos. There are issues regarding the toothpaste, issues regarding the toothbrush, and other issues as well. We'll start off with the toothpaste on Shabbos. So what's the issue of toothpaste on Shabbos? So the Gemara says in Shabbos Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph that one of the Lamates Melochas is Mamareach. Mamareach is where one is removing, the Melocha is Mamacheik. Mamacheik, the Rambam explains, is where one is removing the hair and the wool of the hide of an animal, and one's scraping it down. And the Rambam says in Hilchas Shabbos Yud Aleph Vav that a told of this is mamareach. Mamareach is taking a substance and smoothing it over something. So the Igros Moshe in Arachayim Aleph Kuf Yud Beis extends this and says that when you're using toothpaste, you're spreading the toothpaste out. You're taking something which is more of a solidy substance, and you're smoothing it out. And he says that this is mamareach, and so too do a number of others. However, Yabia Omer, Chelek Dalet Darachayim, Chav Zayin Talamet, he holds it's not mamareach, since your intention is not to spread it over the teeth, but really to rub it in to the extent that you don't have anything left, that you don't see it as a layer on top of the teeth, but it all gets wiped away. So that's the issue concerning mamareach. Another one concerning the toothpaste is moilid. The Gemara says in Shabbos Nunalef Amadalef, one cannot crush ice to turn it into water. You're taking something which is more solid, and you're making this into something which is liquid. And there's discussion, machlokes, Rashi, Rambam, exactly the reason for that. But the Mishnah Berurah holds like this in Shin Chaf Sivkotan Lamed Gimel. He says we have to be machmir in all cases of moilid. So you can't take ice and crush it actively into water. When one takes toothpaste and it is slightly solid-like, and one is making it into a foam or into liquid, is that included in the issa of moilid? So Rav Moshe Feinstein over here again, in the same Mokair as Machmir, he says this is moilid. But again, Rav Avadi Yosef is Mekel, because he says that even beforehand it was soft, and now it was soft before, it's still soft, just foamy, so it's not a significant change. He says that only for Sfardim, actually. So that's the issue of moilid. So these are the issues regarding the actual toothpaste. What about the toothbrush? So here it's very, very interesting. We know there's an issue of sechita. You're not allowed to take some material which has something, some liquids absorbed inside of it, and squeeze it out. But the Gemara says it doesn't apply when you're squeezing it out of hair. It's only if you're squeezing it out of material. But the Beis Yosef says, when it says it doesn't apply to hair, that's only d'oraisa, but the Rabbonon, it would be a problem of taking at least the hair of your head and squeezing it out, squeezing this water out. Now, are you therefore allowed to use a toothbrush? So again, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that this is chita over here, and therefore you're not allowed to use a wet toothbrush. He says you'd only be allowed to use a dry toothbrush. However, there are sources that say that you can use a wet toothbrush. There's a Sri Dayeshan Arachayim Lamed. He says that it's not considered sechita. And interestingly, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, he discusses brushing teeth on Shabbos. He comes out Noyagim Sheloi Letzach Teches Ashinayim. He says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa says the minag is not to brush your teeth. That's the way that he paskens, and many Gdere Hara pasken. But he does bring in a footnote that you should have a look earlier. And he sends us to, when he speaks in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tesvov, he speaks about baby brushes that you use to brush out a bottle. And he brings in footnote Memhei, he brings this three day ish, And he says that since the brush has a handle, so therefore it's not the same as a classic case of schita. Because the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Kaf, Sif Yud Zayin, that if you have a sponge, so you're not allowed to use a sponge, of course, because you're going to come, you're squeezing the sponge. But he says that if it has a beis achiz, if it has a handle, then it's going to be okay. There's a whole discussion exactly why. There's a chazanish who says that once it has a handle, so then the water that goes in is not a bottle to it. And he says it's just like opening a door, closing a door is not considered building and demolishing. As long as it's got a handle, he says it's not really considered that the water is part of this sponge. And so Bekitza, Rav Shlomo Zalman, he does apply that to using a baby's bottle brush. And so he quotes this in the footnote when he speaks about brushing teeth. And he does mention this over here. And he says that even though the fibers, there's water that goes in between these fibers, he says, he says it doesn't actually get bigger when it absorbs anything. So he wants to say that it could be that that's makel over here, that there's room to be makel over here. So what have we seen so far? We've seen there are issues with the toothpaste. In terms of the toothbrush, is it schita? Is it not schita? Machlekes over here. What about uvda dechayel? Uvda dechayel, a weekday activity, very hard to define. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Abia Omer, they all say you have to have a special toothbrush on Shabbos, a different one than one you use during the week. Then there's another issue of chavolo, of injuring a person. If you know that it's going to cause blood, when a person brushes your teeth, then stam, you've got to see a dentist, you've got a gum problem over here. But if you know there's going to be blood, then that would be a case of chavolo, of injuring oneself, causing blood, and that certainly would be a problem. So these are the issues that are involved. Halacha l'maisa, Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso says that the minhag is not to, and there are many poskim who say that that one shouldn't for all of these reasons we've mentioned. Rav Avad Yosef says you can as long as you use a Shabbos toothbrush. The Sri Deish, possibly of Shlomo Zalman, they say you can even use a wet toothbrush, you're just not allowed to use toothpaste. Rav Moshe Feinstein says only dry toothbrush, has to be especially for Shabbos, no toothpaste. Lots of issues over here. What I just wanted to do was to raise the issues. Everybody, I don't want to paskin for, you know, when one gives a shir on Torah away, one doesn't really want to give a hirah for the whole world. Each person should go and ask the own way your hirah.